Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. A large explosion struck Iran's capital, Tehran, near a square filled with demonstrators for the annual Quds Day event in support of the Palestinians.
The explosion hit on Friday at Ferdowsi Square near Tehran University. It's a square filled with demonstrators. The cause of the blast is not immediately known, but Israel had warned it could strike in the area just before the blast. Intense airstrikes had begun landing around Tehran just before rallies were to begin for the annual Quds Day event in support of Palestinians. Despite the attacks, thousands of people took to the streets, chanting death to Israel and death to America. Iran launched multiple attacks early Friday on Gulf Arab states, including dozens of drones at Saudi Arabia, following warnings from its new supreme leader about hosting American bases. And President Donald Trump has threatened major new retaliation. Trump wrote in a social media post, "Iran's navy's gone, their air force is no longer, missiles, drones and everything else are being decimated and their leaders have been wiped from the face of the earth." The comments come the day after Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei vowed to not refrain from avenging the blood of Iranians killed and warned Gulf Arab nations to shut US bases, saying the notion of American protection was nothing more than a lie. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
AP correspondent David Klepper reports that there is now a big push for tech companies to urgently update security amid the war.
Experts say cyber hygiene is more critical during times of war and are encouraging defense contractors, government vendors, and other businesses to update their firewalls and other security systems. Since the war began February 28th, hackers supporting Iran have tried to penetrate cameras in neighboring countries to improve its missile targeting.
In a rare bipartisan move, the Senate approved a bill meant to make it easier to become a homeowner. However, the House is certain to contest some provisions. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Senate has passed and sent to the House a bill to make U.S. housing more accessible and affordable. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren hailed the measure, which passed with bipartisan support, 89-4 and 10 against.
It will make sure that families own those homes, not giant corporations looking to jack up the rent and squeeze every nickel of profit they can.
The bill is intended to reduce regulations, regulate corporate investors, and expand how housing dollars can be used to build affordable homes and rentals. President Trump has backed the bill.
No, you'd have these firms go out and buy 2,000 houses. We don't want it. We want you to buy the houses, not them.
But it's unclear if it will get signed right away. Last weekend, Trump suggested he won't sign any new measures unless Congress passes legislation that would require voters to show proof of citizenship. Jennifer King, Washington.
Investigators are continuing to determine the exact reason a man with a rifle crashed into a large Michigan synagogue yesterday. Federal officials are saying it was an attack carried out by a 41-year-old naturalized U.S. citizen born in Lebanon.
A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a major synagogue in the Detroit suburbs, then was fatally shot by security.
Nobody at the moment has been confirmed to be hurt.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
Was there any security at this temple, as you mentioned?
Yes, it was. And they engaged the threat.
Early on, smoke could be seen billowing from the scene at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township. It's one of the largest synagogues in the U.S. Authorities say the attacker drove through a set of doors and into a hallway. Then the vehicle caught fire. Deputies were able to clear the building, and parents sprinted to get their children from an early childhood learning center inside. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls the attack heartbreaking. The Jewish Federation of Detroit advised local organizations to go into temporary lockdown, which has since been lifted. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Ka'Chava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor, crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to ka'chava.com and use code SHAKE. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code SHAKE.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Cambodian governments are working to shut down scam centers.
The Cambodian government has said it's close to shutting down all online scam centers operating in the Southeast Asian country. Chihei Sinarith, a senior minister, told the Associated Press that the government has targeted 250 suspected sites since last July, and officers have already closed about 200 of them. Speaking in one of the alleged scam centers that was raided by police, Municipal Police Colonel Van Kemra told the AP how the operation worked.
They fake the uniforms, the identity cards, and they generate many fake faces by using AI.
Officials also say there's a connection to human trafficking, as they filed lawsuits against about 700 ringleaders and repatriated almost 10,000 foreigners who worked at the centers. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now...
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis II. Around the moon...
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning, there's still work to be done there.
We are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years, targeting a lunar landing for 2028. U.S. Central Command said it had launched a rescue effort after a military refueling plane went down in western Iraq. The military described the plane as a loss. A U.S. official tells AP at least five crew members were aboard, but there was no immediate word on casualties. Though part of the operation against Iran, the military says the crash was not due to hostile or friendly fire. Central Command says the incident involved two aircraft, with the other landing safely. Another U.S. official tells AP that aircraft was also a tanker plane. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Workers in Tehran removed debris and rubble from buildings damaged by the Israeli-U.S. strikes. In a media tour organized by the government, journalists were shown some of the buildings damaged by the strikes. Marzeh Darabe lives in the highest floor of a residential building. She heard three missile strikes. She said when the door broke apart, I could see through the cracks that doors of all apartments were shattered and window glass was thrown outside. It was very scary. Then there was smoke and total darkness. I couldn't see anything. Saeed Hosseini says, why didn't the attacks target the military? He says, we've been living here for a few years. It's mostly civilian, ordinary people live here. Hosseini said the goal was to scare people in Iran and disrupt their life. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Pentagon says it's reassessing efforts to minimize civilian casualties. That comes after the AP reported outdated intelligence likely led to a U.S. military strike on an Iranian elementary school, killing more than 165. General Alexis Grinkovich, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Europe, tells the Senate panel the military takes reducing civilian harm seriously.
I can assure you that we have robust standards that we go through.
But Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says the Trump administration has slashed a center vital to protecting civilians.
Their mission was to help you and to help protect against civilian casualties.
The Pentagon says a reorganization's underway, and it has streamlined some functions aimed at reducing those casualties. America's top military commander in Europe says the Iran war has forced him to make some changes. General Alexis Grinkowicz, who doubles as NATO's senior commander, acknowledges some precious air defense capabilities have now been moved closer to the Middle East.
We do have a robust set of air defense capabilities in the Middle East, and I've used some of our EUCOM air defense capabilities to defend some of our NATO allies as well.
Grinkowicz was responding to Maine Senator Angus King, who cited Ukraine's need for those systems in the Russia war.
If President Zelensky was here, what would be the one thing he would tell us that he needed right now?
Grinkowicz's answer?
He would ask for air defense capability.
Democrats argue the U.S. is ripping through its defense system munitions in a war of choice. The administration says American forces have all the weapons they need. President Trump is discouraging Iran's national soccer team from attending this year's World Cup, which the U.S. is co-hosting. The president says the team is welcome, but on social media writes, "I really don't believe it's appropriate that they be there for their own life and safety." Officials here at the White House did not immediately clarify what he meant, like whether the president's anticipating threats against the team while in the U.S. His message appears to depart from what he said earlier this week to FIFA's leader, who says the president assured him the Iranian team would still be welcome. Iranian leaders have already said it's not possible for the country to take part. President Trump says keeping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon is a higher priority than surging oil prices. On social media, the president writes, "When oil prices do rise, the U.S. makes a lot of money." But he's putting more importance on, quote, stopping an evil empire.
Iran is being absolutely decimated.
The president has promised to finish the job. His post came shortly before Iran's new supreme leader issued his first statement, saying Tehran will keep attacking Gulf Arab neighbors and maintain leverage against both the U.S. and Israel through effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Outdated intelligence likely led to the United States carrying out a deadly missile strike on an elementary school in Iran that killed over 165 people, many of them children. That's according to individuals briefed on findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation. Now, dozens of Democratic senators are demanding answers from the Trump administration on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. Earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt walked back initial comments by President Donald Trump, indicating that Iran was responsible for the deadly strike.
I know there's been a lot of speculation in the media about who may be responsible for this. We're not going to get ahead of the Department of War and the conclusion of that investigation.
Democratic senators are also raising concerns about the hollowing out of a congressionally mandated office set up specifically to reduce civilian casualties. I'm Lisa DeWire.
One person was killed, two others wounded in a shooting at Virginia's Old Dominion University. The suspect is also dead. The FBI's Dominique Evans says Mohammed Jallo, a former Army National Guard member, walked into a room at the Old Dominion Business School building.
Prior to him conducting this act of terrorism, he shouted, stated, "Allahu Akbar."
It's not immediately clear how the shooter died.
There were students that were in that room that subdued him and rendered him no longer alive. I don't know how else to say it, but they basically were able to terminate the threat.
Audio from WVEC. Jallo pleaded guilty in 2016 to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ohio State has elevated its chief academic officer to president, bypassing the traditional nationwide search. Trustees have voted unanimously to appoint executive vice president and provost Ravi Palamkonda as former President Walter Ted Carter Jr.'s successor. He joined Ohio State after holding leadership, research, or teaching positions at Emory University, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Case Western Reserve University. Carter abruptly resigned as president Sunday following revelations about his inappropriate relationship with the female host of a podcast for military veterans. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as worries about the war with Iran sent crude oil prices back up to $100 a barrel. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 739 points. That's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.8%. Crude oil trading was once again the center of attention. Companies that face higher costs for fuel took some of the biggest hits. Cruise operator Carnival fell almost 8%. United Airlines lost 4.6%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as investors got more worried about inflation and the possibility of fewer rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.27%. Seth Seitel in New York.
Mortgage rates rise again. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 6.1%. The average rate is now back to where it was 5 weeks ago, not far from its lowest level in 3.5 years. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, but generally follow the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. That yield has moved higher as the war in Iran stokes inflation fears among bond market investors. I'm Alex Vega.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has broken Wilt Chamberlain's record for consecutive games with 20 points or more, extending his streak to 127. With the crowd on its feet, the Oklahoma City guard drilled a jumper from beyond the free throw line with 7:04 left in the team's 104-102 win over Boston to set the record. He finished with 35 points. Chamberlain's record had stood from 1963. Gilgeous-Alexander won his first MVP award last season and guided the franchise to its first title in Oklahoma City. College basketball, Isaiah Evans scored a career-high 32 points, and number one Duke survived Florida State 80-79 in the ACC tournament quarterfinals after a Seminoles buzzer beater rimmed out.
We could see some of these teams in the tournament, and then they're playing like it's a tournament, so it's just great for us to be able to get this experience early.
NHL, Maple Leafs captain Austin Matthews exited against Anaheim after a knee-on-knee hit from Ducks defenseman Rodko Gudas. In golf, Sepp Straka is part of a four-way tie after one round at the Players' Championship. And NFL, the Vikings signed two-time Pro Bowl quarterback Kyler Murray. Prosecutors have brought three felony charges against Atlanta Falcons player James Pierce Jr., stemming from an incident on February 7th that police referred to as a domestic dispute with WNBA player and ex-girlfriend Rakia Jackson. According to a court document, the Florida State Attorney's Office in Miami-Dade County filed charges Thursday of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, fleeing and eluding police, and resisting an officer with violence. A fourth charge of stalking was brought as a misdemeanor. Lawyers for Pierce and Jackson did not immediately respond seeking comment. Pierce has maintained his innocence. Nearly a month after losing three family members in a Rhode Island ice rink shooting, Colin Dorgan scored a game-winning goal in double overtime that helped advance the Blackstone Valley Co-op out of the semifinals. Colin Dorgan was on the ice with his teammates when his mother and brother were killed in a targeted attack during a February 16th hockey game in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. His grandfather also later died. Police have identified the shooter as Robert Dorgan, who died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Since the shooting, Blackstone Valley players have hearts stitched on the front of their jerseys with the initials of all three who died. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
An Ethiopian official has said that at least 50 people have been killed by landslides in three districts following a week of heavy rain. The official added that at least 125 others are also missing. The landslides happened in the Gamo zone, according to the local official. One person was pulled out of the mud alive during the rescue operation. However, an official from the Gacho Babo district, where some of the landslides occurred, said that most of those who died were found buried in the mud. It's not yet clear how many households were affected. The Israeli military says it's dropping charges against five soldiers who were accused of sexually abusing a Palestinian detainee in an encounter partially caught on camera. The army announced the decision at a time when much of the country's attention is focused on the war with Iran. The leaked video of the abuse was aired last year by Israel's Channel 12 and purported to show an assault in which the soldiers sodomized the Palestinian detainee from Gaza with a knife. Israel's move to arrest the soldiers in 2024 prompted fury from hardline ultra-nationalists. US and Israeli strikes on Iran have damaged at least four cultural and historical sites across Iran. Experts and advocates have raised the alarm about the impact on protected landmarks that are important to Iranian identity. The speed and extent of the damage have so concerned Iran and Lebanon that they sent a request to the United Nations Cultural Agency, UNESCO, this week to add more sites to its World Heritage Enhanced Protection List. UNESCO confirmed its verified damage to the lavish Golestan Palace in Tehran. During a media tour organized by the Iranian government, it was possible to see the Golestan Palace's damaged windows, ceiling, and scattered glass. The United Nations World Heritage Body also confirmed damage to a 17th century palace and the country's oldest Friday mosque, both in Isfahan. In his first statement since he became supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei said Iran should use the threat of closing the Strait of Hormuz and keep attacking Gulf neighbors. An anchor on Iranian state TV read the statement by the new supreme leader, who did not appear on camera himself. Israeli intelligence assessments suggest he may have been wounded in the February 28th Israeli strike that killed his father, the 86-year-old late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. 19 people have been convicted by a court in Moscow over the 2024 Crocus Hall shooting that killed 149 people and injured over 600 others. The judge in the Moscow court announced lengthy prison terms for all 19 defendants. 15 were sentenced to life in prison. One was handed 22 and a half years in prison, and three others were given 19 years and 11 months each. While a branch of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, Russian officials, including Putin himself, claimed that Ukraine had a role in the attack. Kiev has strongly denied any involvement. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.